Matthew chapter 8, I was reading this week, just this wonderful story. It's a small story, and it's written a couple times through the Gospels. But in Matthew chapter 8, the way it's written, it says, "And when he got into the boat," verse 23, talking about Jesus, you can listen to me. "And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves. But he was asleep," Jesus. He was sleeping through this storm. "And they went and woke him." His disciples went to him and woke him up, saying, "Save us, Lord. We are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even winds and sea obey him?" For me, that just says it all. The message is titled, "Who's Sleeping in Your Boat?" In sequence of what kind of happened here with Jesus, he had been around a crowd a little bit earlier. And when the crowd was coming, Jesus had said, "Somebody just get me into a boat. I need to go to the other side." But who Jesus is, knowing all things, he had a plan to demonstrate his power once again to a few men that were with him, these disciples. And so they get into this boat, and scripture says that they follow him. It's interesting that even in that moment, as we look at the entire story here of what was happening, sometimes you can have this desire or want to follow Jesus, but you don't fully grasp who he is. And I want you to be able to grasp who he is tonight as your Savior. Tonight, you may have been coming to church from time to time. You probably may visit here often, and you like it here. And it's just—it's kind of this wow factor. It's, you know, from where we sit in leadership here, it's amazing. We can spot those that are just checking things out, you know, immediately. Because anybody who comes in here, they always do this. You know, it's just kind of like, okay, they're just checking things out, you know. They've never been here before. And sometimes in the way we feel about God, that's our reaction. That's our follow. It's just kind of like, oh, wow, if it felt cool tonight. God's really cool. But we really don't know the extent of his love, his power, and how much he desires that you and I would know him as a friend and to trust him as your Savior, not just a wow moment, but a lifestyle moment that you and I get to have with Jesus Christ. "And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea." When I was studying this, this was an alarming storm. This was a storm not expected to happen. You know, for these guys, getting into a boat, going fishing, getting on water, it was a normal thing. There was very much so, even 2,000 years ago, a system of being able to understand when a storm was coming or what the weather would look like. But this was a storm that was unexpected. And in Matthew's account of this great storm, it is likened to an earthquake. As I've studied this, the verity of the storm, the full extent of the storm was an earthquake level, where the ground had shook in such a way that the waves were overwhelming. This wasn't just your ordinary rainstorm. It wasn't just your ordinary tropical storm. It was a great storm that scripture tells us had happened suddenly, which means that we can actually look at this as not just being something that was happening just as a natural disaster, but we can also come to believe that this was an attack of the enemy that would try to bring fear in these young men's lives. "And it came with many waves." And the scripture says that the boat was swamped with waves. I mean, it's just spilling over. And here is the ground is shaking. The waves are crashing in. There's this great storm. And when I was listening to the testimonies this evening, I was reminded of just this moment in scripture And the reality of the fact is that today, you and I, we're facing a lot of great storms, not just in the natural, but just the spiritual of our lives. Our very soul is going through some storms. Your personal lives, things that you're facing, things that you're going through. Some of us can probably say right now, oh, yeah, I can say amen to that. My home is a storm. Some of us can say tonight, my job life is a storm, a great storm. My marriage is a great storm, some of you can say. Some of you can probably say tonight, my children are the storm of my life, a great storm. You know, my wife and I, we have three children, 14, 11, and 6, and they all kind of come in at the same time, right around 3:30, and there's always this peace in the home before that door opens, and the ground just starts to shake. We got storms. We got things going on. And the worst is when they're unexpected, right? When you're thinking that Monday's going to be a good day, and then you go into work and it's just a storm. You think it's going to be a good day with your spouse, and there's another storm. Scripture says that while this great earthquake is great storm, while the waves were spilling over into the boat, while all of this was happening, Jesus was asleep. That's amazing to me. Can you picture it? I was studying this, and Jesus was actually in the stern of the ship, which doesn't necessarily mean like at a bottom level, but at the back end of the boat. And scripture tells us that he was sleeping on a pillow. Now, before we try to kind of get a revelation of spiritually what that's saying to us, but we also have to look at the simple fact that Jesus was not just God, but he was human too. And in his humanity, he was tired. I mean, he'd been traveling, doing a lot. I mean, nobody had a preaching schedule like Jesus. Nobody had a ministry schedule like Jesus. I mean, he didn't just go to church on Sunday. He lived his entire life, 7 days a week, traveling and touching lives and loving on people and healing the sick and opening blind eyes. I mean, it was his full-time ministry to demonstrate how much God loves us. And sequence of what was happening here with this passage of scripture, he had said just a little while ago that foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. He had said that just a little while before he asked for the boat. And in asking for the boat, he just decided to take advantage of the opportunity and just in his humanity say, I need to take a nap. I'm going to sleep now. And so down at the stern, at the bottom end, at the back end of the boat, maybe there was like sort of a cover that he was kind of like underneath. I could assume that maybe that they had some type of covering. But then the rest of the boat, everybody is fighting for their lives. And as they're fighting for their lives and they're yelling and they're screaming and they're trying to dump out the water and they're trying to do everything in their own strength. And all of a sudden they realize that with this earthquake and with this amount of water coming in, we're going to die. And they've come to that conclusion. And they've realized that in my position, in my current status in life, in my situation with all these ways and all these things that I'm going through, I believe and think that I'm not going to make it. And maybe some of them, even in that moment, were just thinking about, man, maybe we should just dive off and we're going to die anyway. And it's amazing how when the storms are coming, death becomes such a focus. Even today, as you've heard tonight, it is amazing how more and more and more people are considering suicide as a way out of the storm. It's a thought that arises when you don't know who your Savior is. Death is scary. It's overwhelming, but maybe it's a quick way out because I feel like I'm dying every day when I go to work or when I go back into my home or the abuse that I'm facing or the thoughts that are in my head that leave me depressed night after night. And it becomes so overwhelming, but I want to ask you tonight, who's sleeping in your boat? And then there's this moment and this reality. We're fighting for our lives, and Jesus is sleeping in the back end of the boat. How in the world, with the rocking and the waves and everything going, how in the world could he be just laying on a pillow, sleeping? Water's splashing, they're yelling and screaming at the top of their lungs, and he's just sound asleep. Well, I'm going to tell you what that position represents. It represents rest. It represents great rest in a great storm. The position that Jesus had taken was not just representing his humanity being tired. Yes, he was, but also represented the fact that there was no fear in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, there's no fear of death. In Jesus, there's no fear of dying. There's this rest. There's this rest in Jesus Christ because he knows who his Father is. And when you're able to lay down and know that your Father in heaven loves you and has called you unto himself, there's no great storm that can mess up your rest time. Some brothers don't know that yet. We don't get it. We don't get what this power is all about in Jesus Christ. The power to be at peace when the storm is going crazy. And listen, this story right here, it's not, as I'm going to this place, and I'm not going to be too long. It's not so much about what Jesus can do for you in this little passage of scripture. It's about who Jesus is. And you can't really understand who Jesus can be as your Savior if you don't know who he is. He's the God of rest. He's creator. He created the winds and the storm. That doesn't faze him. He spoke it into existence. He's got a purpose. He's on the earth to do the will of his Father. So he knows that in this great storm, earthquake, waves, swamped by waters, he's not going to die in this hour because he's got a schedule to die on the cross for me and you. That's why he can rest. That even in this position of rest, when everything is coming and crashing, that he's got a purpose and a plan to do the will of his Father, and it's going to be fulfilled, and it's going to be completed so that you and I could gather here together today and worship his great name and the power that he holds. Some of us, we don't know how great the Savior is that desires to have relationship with us. And so we just, as we're fighting, hey, Jesus, wake up. Save me. We're perishing. That's what scripture says. We're dying. Now, they got that right. You need a Savior. And if you don't claim him as your Savior and believe and surrender, you will die in your sin. It's the right statement. It's the right cry. It really is. And I love this with scripture, right? Save us. We're dying. I mean, there had to have been great fear. And scripture tells us that Jesus, he gets up. He wakes up. Why are you afraid? Oh, you of little faith. Why are you afraid? Now, mind you, he hasn't sat up all the way. He hasn't gotten up yet. He's still kind of laying down. I mean, he's just too cool for school. He's just, I just see him just kind of sitting up on his elbow, you know? Oh, why are you afraid? I asked you to follow me. And if you follow me, why am I going to lead you to a place where the journey will be fearful? If you really want me to be your Savior, then know this, that the call that I have for you to follow me, that salvation would be real to you, is not a walk in fear, but a walk in boldness, knowing that I have power and authority to bring you out of your mess. Why are you afraid? I'm on the boat. Why are you afraid? I'm in my rest position. And if I'm in my rest position with you, then you can go ahead and rest too, because that means the storms are not going to mess you up. I'm going to set you free from anything that you're going through. I'm in my rest position. If you don't mind, I would love for you to take hold of faith and believe in me as your Savior, that you would know that I am God, full of power and full of authority. Why are you afraid? If you would know Jesus Christ as your Savior tonight, I'm going to tell you something. You don't have to live your life in fear. If you surrender your life to Jesus Christ, if you say, Jesus, I believe in you. I believe in you as Savior. I believe that God sent you, Jesus, down here on the earth, and you went to the cross. You didn't die in that boat. Oh, no, because we're going to finish this story. But you went to a cross, and you took my place. Because you and I, we deserve death because of our rebellion, because of our wickedness, because of the things that we've done that have been opposed to the will of God in our lives. And you and I, we know what those things are. That's why we're in here tonight. We're seeking. We want to follow. But guess what? We get to know right now who it is that we're following. We're following Jesus Christ, who says, you know what? Your faith is, your faith. But because of the love of Jesus Christ, the steadfast love of Jesus Christ, who desires to demonstrate his power in our lives, that no matter what the storm is, that he would get up in his mercy and in his love, knowing all the while that their faith would be frail in that moment. But when they call on me as Savior, I'm going to act. You see, if you would call on him as your Savior, he's going to save you. That's how he desires to respond time and time again. And if you would say, Jesus, be my Savior. I don't want to die. I want to live. Well, true life comes only when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And he just gets up. I can see him just standing in the middle of the boat. Be still. Calm down. Scripture says it was a great calm, not a mild calm. You know how sometimes when we experience storms and when it finally settles down, it's still got some little winds going on and a little bit of a sprinkle of rain still coming, that annoying little drip drop that's still coming down. Scripture says it was a great calm. So that all would know, even you and I today, that when Jesus speaks in his authority and power, the end result is whatever he has decided it to be. He's God. And they marveled. They were in awe. And they asked the question, what sort of man is this? That even the seas, the winds obey him. I'll tell you what kind of man that is, so that nobody walks out of here still questioning, what sort of man does this Times Square church just sing and shout about? Well, he's a man, but he's God too. He is the Son of God, the only begotten Son who came down on earth to do the will of his Father. And the will of his Father is that you and I would be reconciled back unto God, that we would have a restored relationship through Jesus Christ, who went to the cross and died on our behalf. That's what sort of man it is. One who calms the seas, brings an end to the storm. One who invites us to rest tonight, to not live our lives in fear. Who's sleeping in your boat? Because because we're all on this boat together. But who's sleeping in your boat, really? Who are you dependent on tonight? I hope it's not your girlfriend or your boyfriend, because they don't know how to speak to the storm and it calms down. They don't have that kind of power when you're going through hell on earth. I hope it's Jesus on your boat. Addictions will not calm the storm for you. Weed will not calm the storm for you. Alcohol will not bring a peace in the time of your great storm. I'm sorry. You know what? Not even your children can calm the storms in your life. I believe there are people in here tonight. It's like, oh, if only I can just keep things right with my kids. If only I can keep things right. If I can just raise up my kids right, you know, they're going to have a better life than me. You'll still find yourself drowning in the storm. They can't save you. Your marriage can't save you. Only one can calm the storm. Jesus. And he desires, praise God. Could you stand up with me, music ministry? Could you come out? Just want to pray with you. I want to invite you to come up close. Come on down here and pray with me. From the balcony to the main floor. If you know tonight, listen to me. If you know tonight you're facing a great storm, you've got some storms going on in your life, and you need Jesus to be Savior in your life and set you free. See, again, it's not so much about what he can do for you, because for some of us, we're going to continue to go through some storms, but at least I know who's in my boat. He's my Savior, and he's going to give you rest through your storm and through your trials and the things that you face. I want you to come down here right now if you're going through a great storm. Grab your husband's hand, your wife's hand, your girlfriend's hand, your boyfriend's hand, your best friend. Grab their hand too. Come, just tell them, come on, I need you to come down and pray with me. And I need you, aren't you tired of being in a position where you don't know that Jesus Christ is your Savior and he has the power to give you peace through it all? And if you're tired of that, I want to pray with you tonight. I want you to come down here, make your way down here. Let God be God. Let him be Savior in your life. Know his peace, know his presence. Come down. While we're playing, we're going to just take another minute, and I'm going to pray. Come on down. Praise God. If you're watching online, I just want to invite you to just to stand wherever you are, and that you would know right now that there's a Savior who desires to demonstrate his peace, his love, and his mercy. If you would call on him right now, save me. Jesus Christ, save me, set me free from sin, set me free from my guilt and shame. Step into my life. Pray this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, I confess I need you. I'm sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. I believe you are the Savior who died on the cross, and you rose again on the third day. Be God in my life. Make me a new person. I want you to be the commander in my ship. You lead and you direct my life. Thank you, Jesus, for the peace that you give, the authority that you have to calm the seas, to calm the storms that are raging in my life. Set me free. Break the chains of sin that have held me bound in my own fear, in guilt and shame. I am a new person right now because you, Jesus Christ, you're my Savior. I believe you're my Savior. And you alone have set me free. In your name I pray. Amen. 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 Amen.